from Operation Freedom's Tree, and it reads as follow: Nation of Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, and high-ranking Muslims and government use influence on Lansing Islamic Centers, Lansing, Michigan. And I'll read that again just to be clear. Nation of Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, and high-ranking Muslims in government use influence on the Lansing Islamic Center in Lansing, Michigan, to stop a live debate with James Turpining, the head of the Operations Freedom's Tree. The debate was set to air live on 1320 WILS today from 8 to 9 a.m. with host Tony Connolly. This was the second date set for the debate, and it was canceled Monday by the Lansing Islamic Center. More specifically, Dr. Mahmoud Musa from the Greater Lansing Islamic Center. They gave the reason as it being Ramadan as an excuse. Operations Freedom Tree received a phone call Monday afternoon and was told that it would be in the best interest of Operations Freedom Tree if they did not press the issue of a live debate. After further investigation by Operation Freedom's Tree, lead research information was found that strings had been pulled all the way to the top of the Nation of Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood. Later that same day, Pastor Cherry Jones' office called James Turpining at Operations Freedom's Tree and told him that their hotel and conference center was canceled by corporate management. It seems again after investigation that the same phone calls were made at the hotel to block Pastor Jones and his team from staying there. On the other end of our line is James Turpining from Operations Freedom's Tree. James, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. So you believe that the factions of the Nation of Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, and other high-ranking officials were trying to not only stop the debate on this radio show, but to stop Pastor Jones from speaking here in Lansing.
They are, yes, Tony. We've come across information, and we're still researching it right now to get exact details on it. But I received a phone call yesterday late afternoon, and this was after I received your phone call saying that we weren't going to do the interview, the debate, this morning. Probably a few hours after that, I received another phone call from a restricted number, and we're still working on tracing that number back to where exactly it came from. But I was told point blank that they did not want the rally to happen. They did not want Pastor Jones up here speaking, and that there would be no debate between myself and the Lansing Islamic Center. And their exact words were, if I know what's best for me, but I don't press the issue. And they hung up.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, I wasn't surprised, Tony. Like me and you had talked before, you know, the very first time you had the idea of me being on the air with the doctor from the Islamic Center, I told you then, I said, they won't do it. And then they backed out the first time for some reason, and then the second time, I told you the same thing, they're not going to do it. And once again, they backed out, and we both know that, you know, last week when they set the appointment for the interview, that they knew it was Ramadan then. So that, you know, they really can't use that as an excuse. It wasn't a surprise to them that it was Ramadan, so.
Well, you know, in their defense, I don't know if I would schedule such a thing for Easter if that's something you didn't want to do. So maybe I should have taken that into effect. And also in their defense, we have reset another time for a week from tomorrow, a week from Wednesday. We will have you and Dr. Mahmoud Musa from the Islamic Center. So we're hoping that that time is set up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm all for it. I'll be there. But after, you know, the events that unfolded yesterday and what we found out throughout the night and still this morning, I don't see it happening, but I'll be there.
Are the threats to you and your organization going to stop you from having Pastor Jones not only speak at the state capitol, but out in Okemos? You don't have a location now.
No, absolutely not. They won't stop anything. I've secured a location. I secured it last night. with a private company. One of the big problems with these larger corporations is obviously, you know, the press. They don't want bad press. So I've secured a location, and the location will not be public until a few days before the event. But Dr. Jones has secured a hotel. We have secured a conference center, and everything's still going.
Now, you know, James, that there are people out there who say wherever Pastor Jones goes, he, instead of preaching from the Bible, he preaches hate, he twists the Bible, and he twists information out there. And as opposed to preaching hate and getting people to faction off, if you will, we should be doing whatever we can to understand the opposition. How would you respond to that?
Well, I guess that's, you know, everybody's personal opinion. I mean, they can, you know, two different people can listen to the same speech and come out with two totally different explanations of what they just heard. So, you know, as far as what people say, you know, I mean, there's also people out there that are saying that what he says is great, and, you know, people don't report that. So, yeah, I guess it's all comes down to people's opinion and how they want to use it.
Okay, in your opinion, address the Muslim faith. Are all Muslims violent and radical?
No, I don't think all Muslims are violent and radical. I do think that, you know, like we've spoke before, you know, if you say you're a Christian and you don't believe in Jesus, then you really can't be a Christian. But, you know, with the Muslim faith, they're not the people that are, you know, the so-called peaceful Muslims. I don't believe they're following their faith correctly. If they were, they wouldn't be peaceful Muslims. And you know, 98% of all terrorist acts happen by these extreme Muslims, you know, the Islamists. And there's something in that religion that, you know, it's very simple. I mean, people, all they need to do is read it to understand it. I mean, people, I get a lot of people that say, well, why are you saying this stuff? Why are you doing this? Why are you pressing this issue? And they're not like that. I know people that are Muslim, and they're great people, and that may very well be. But they're speaking on something they don't know about. That's what bothers me the most, and that's the biggest thing I want to get across here is, you know, you need to educate yourself before you speak about something. And people just don't seem to do that. They just they hear tidbits of this and that, and then they want to, you know, throw their opinion out there. And a lot of that boils down to the politically correct society that we live in. Nobody wants to offend anybody else. And now we're seeing that that's gone all the way to the freedom of speech, you know. Now they're using the political correctness of saying, well, if you say something, it's inciting violence, or, you know, it's racist, or it's bigotry. Or
how do you respond when they say that, well, look at the acts that Christians have performed, like what happened in Oklahoma City and so on?
Sure. You know, and I'm not denying that. That's obviously a fact. I mean, you go all the way back through history, and, you know, the Christian Crusades and the Knights Templar and all this other stuff. There, you know, every religion has things that have happened inside of it, but the key difference here is that between Christianity and Islam is, if you read Christianity, the New Testament, after Jesus came, and there's nothing in there that says, well, if somebody's not a Christian, you need to kill them, or, you know, like the Muslim faith does. The Muslim faith directs their believers to actually convert or kill. And, you know,
all right, James, I'm running short on time. What we do know is we are set for the debate here a week from tomorrow, 8 to 9 o'clock. You and I are going to talk in the interim. We'll get you on the show to talk a little bit more about this. Thank you, and we will talk soon.
Sounds great, Tony. Have a good day.